deceptions and delusions. Bible Commentary, Volume 7, 9-11. The time is coming when Satan will work miracles right in your sight, claiming that he is Christ. And if your feet are not firmly established upon the truth of God, then you will be led away from your foundation. The only safety for you is to search for truth as for hid treasures. Dig for the truth as you would for treasures in the earth, and present the Word of God, the Bible, before your Heavenly Father and say, "Enlighten me, teach me what is truth." You should store the mind with the Word of God, for you may be separated and placed where you will not have the privilege of meeting with the children of God. None need be deceived. The law of God is as sacred as his throne, and by it every man who cometh into the world is to be judged. There is no other standard by which to test character. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Now shall the case be decided according to the word of God, or shall man's pretensions be credited? Says Christ, "By their fruits ye shall know them." If those through whom cures are performed are disposed, on account of these manifestations, to excuse their neglect of the law of God and continue in disobedience, though they have power to any and every extent, it does not follow that they have the great power of God. On the contrary, it is the miracle-working power of the great deceiver. He is a transgressor of the moral law and employs every device that he can master to blind men to its true character. We are warned that in these last days he will work with signs and lying wonders, and he will continue these wonders until the close of probation, that he may point to them as evidence that he is an angel of light and not darkness. Satan will work his miracles to deceive. He will set up his powers as supreme. The church may appear as about to fall, but it does not fall. It remains while the sinners in Zion will be sifted out, the chaff separated from the precious wheat. This is a terrible ordeal, but nevertheless, it must take place. None but those who have been overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony will be found with the loyal and true, without spot or stain of sin, without guile in their mouths. The remnant that purify their souls by obeying the truth gather strength from the trying process, exhibiting the beauty of holiness amid the surrounding apostasy. Now, brothers and sisters, I've read a book, an Adventist book before, that says Satan's miracles take place after the close of probation, which doesn't make any kind of logical sense to me anyway. But in this past quote, she is very clear that Satan continues his wonders until the close of probation. And as far as the prophetic fulfillment of his miraculous deception, it begins at the Sunday law, and it increases and develops until the close of human probation. This is the time period that unfolds at the Sunday law. This is a historical...